Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the line, Slammer of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, Matt. I've seen this playbook time and time again. First, it was Scott Walker rejecting $810 million for high-speed rail. Then it was the Republicans throwing promises of $4 billion to Foxconn. And now we have a situation where, after refusing $1 billion in Medicaid expansion, they're now saying they're going to throw away $1.6 billion. This is clearly Robin Voss playing to his base. If Tony Evers doesn't challenge him today, he's going to be stuck challenging him again in 2023, coming into 2024, or 2022, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think you're right. And one of the prior callers has said that, you know, it's a racial component. You know who's really going to get hit by this? It's not just urban areas. It's rural areas. Rural areas. The economy of this state, outside of Milwaukee and Dane County, and even in a big part of Milwaukee and Dane County, right now is hurting. It's hurting because of COVID. There are a lot of people in the state working at low-wage jobs. And they're not all in urban areas. Most of them are not in urban areas. They're in rural Wisconsin. What Voss is saying is, yeah, he is pandering to his base, his QAnon base, his libertarian base, the Trump, and that's synonymous with the Trump Republican Party. But the people that could be in his base, should be in his base in rural areas, may not vote. And he thinks that somehow he is going to net out more votes by bumping off people who don't have a lot of money. In other words, this is a matter of inches. It's a matter of margins. It's basically, if you're a single individual, should you get Medicaid or Badger Care cut off if you make 12 grand or 16? Family of three, 23 or 27. These are rough numbers, but it's a game of inches. It's right in between. Who in God's name can say that somebody is making $25,000 a year can go out and buy his own health insurance? The Democratic Party position is they can't for a family of three. Or a single person making $14,000 a year. What, they're wealthy? Are you kidding me? $1,200 a month, less than that? Rent, food, everything else, and pay a premium for health care. That's precisely whom Badger Care and Medicaid should be directed to. And there are real consequences to this. For Voss to say, I want to incentivize them to get them out of poverty. You may remember this, talked about it last week. That's also what he said when he insisted on rejecting the money for the one-week waiting period. Republican states have a one-week waiting period. You get laid off, you lose your job, you're looking for work, the first week you don't get anything. And their idea is, let's incentivize you. Let's give you a kick in the butt. Let's take your hand and stick it on the stove and burn it so you scream and what? Run out and get what? A minimum wage job? This is so trivial and sad, so sadistic. So sadistic. You're not incentivizing anybody, a man with a wife and a kid or two, does not need to be incentivized by denying him medical care for his wife. He does not need to be incentivized. He loves his wife, do anything to protect her and his kids. And somebody who's laid off does not need to be incentivized by denying the money for food and rent the first week, when the federal government will pay for it. The federal government will give us back our own money. And they are doing this. They're not doing this to incentivize anyone. They don't care. Do you think Voss cares about anybody in poverty? I mean, do you really think that? Does Voss go to a rural area, a rural county, where economic activity is stagnant and walk up and down the street looking sorrowful? Have you ever looked at his eyes? Have you ever looked at Putin's eyes? You think Voss cares about poverty? Voss is doing things gratuitously to injure poor people. Gratuitously to injure poor people, preventing the federal government spending our tax dollars, which we're not getting back separately. We are a net exporter of cash to the federal government, not importer. Mississippi gets more than they pay out. We get a lot less than we pay out, and we're happy to do it. We're patriots. But in the one circumstance into which we're going to get a few bucks back so that poor people and unemployed people can get unemployment comp immediately and not wait a week, and that people up to 133% of the poverty level, which is a very low, and in my view, it should be even higher number, are going to be incentivized by a guy denying his, telling a guy, your wife's not going to be able to get a mammogram. You better go out. Boy, you better go out and look for work, boy. Boy, you're in a heap of trouble. That's what Voss is doing. That's what Voss is doing. What I don't understand is why aren't the clinics, the hospitals, the medical profession, why isn't the state bar, the lawyers, why aren't people who are influencers in this society saying this is wrong, this is sadistic, we can't have this, and they're not doing it. And I'm going to say it again. What do you think fighting Bob La Follette would do? What do you think Pat Lucey would have done? They'd be out on the road. Even Lee Dreyfus, what would he do with his bus? Be out on the road. Every county in the state, county seat, having a press conference and saying, Mr. Biden, I accept the $1.6 billion. And I'm going to direct my Department of Health and Human Services to direct it to Medicaid and Badger Care and cover people up to 1.33% of the poverty level like you instructed. And if the gerrymandered clowns in the Republican legislature and the gerrymandered clown who says he's a speaker comes forward, gets up on his hind legs and says this is wrong because of the Rule and Slade's case and the fact that Charles I had a blonde beard, okay, constitutional, well, let me tell you something. We're going to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court. We're not putting up with that. And jam him. And he goes in and he'll try to go into a conservative county and get a judge to enjoin the use of the money to cover poor people. And I would start a recall petition against that judge immediately. Try to get it transferred to federal court. And if it goes up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, you say, all right, this is what they want to do. And the fact of the matter is the Wisconsin Supreme Court might go their way. I don't know what they would do. Then you go for a petition for writ of certiorari to the U.S. Supreme Court and you fight it publicly. You fight it publicly. Say, this is sadism. We are not going to permit a gerrymandered hack to say that poor women can't get mammograms. Poor men can't get a PSA, a prostate test, get their blood pressure checked, get their heart checked once a year, that they have to collapse in the street and go to the emergency room at greater cost to taxpayers, state taxpayers, than would be if they got a mammogram, that kind of thing. Yeah, I'm getting worked up over this. Don't need this. Don't need Voss, but we do need a strong fight. We're coming to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.